It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum, which aims to preserve and honor the state's African-American history, is celebrating its 30th anniversary in Milwaukee. In this portion of the Morning Show, we'll hear from the Society's founder and director about its mission, what visitors can find at the museum, and the ongoing commitment to cultural activities and enrichment. Claiborne Benson is the founder and director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum. Claiborne, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning as well. Thank you very much for having me.
This is the only institution in the state dedicated to the business of preserving Wisconsin's African-American history, and you're its founder and director of it. Talk about how you got this started.
I was previously, in another lifetime, a journalist with WTMJ Television. In fact, I worked that job for 39 years. But part of that time, I decided to create a historical society. I went back to school, UWM, to get my undergrad in filmmaking as what I envision is requirement for my job to be better, and I fell in love with history. Learning that my family had always promoted it, so it was just natural progression for me to fall into that lane. When I graduated and when I retired, I just assumed the responsibility of running a historical society. City gave me a building with nothing in it, and I just simply went through the process of collecting artifacts and materials, creating exhibits, and highlighting stories that I had learned about while in school, and doing the film I call Black Communities. TMJ published it. I received a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to do the film, which was quite unusual for a college student, and it just simply bloomed and continued to grow. There's so many people I owe a debt of gratitude for allowing us to me to have progressed to this level.
Mm-hmm. So tell us why this is such an important institution for the state of Wisconsin and specifically for the city of Milwaukee.
Because African Americans, first of all, we are a research institution, and we collect artifacts, we preserve the African-American history, but more important than that, it's important that young people know. I remember growing up a young kid and looking at TV every evening when I got home and asking the question, how did I end up here? And knowing that there was some other beginning for me. Our young people clearly don't have a clear understanding of how they ended up in Milwaukee, because in some cases it seems foreign, and the life just creeps away from them. Right? And what I wanted to do is talk about people who have made significant contributions, migration patterns, and look at why African Americans moved here, and what they have accomplished while living here, what laws have been in place to make life easier or difficult for them, those kinds of things. I mean, and honestly, young people don't know them. We do it a little something different. I mean, certainly we get into the history piece, but that's not the first level in which we teach. We talk about the five holidays, and those five holidays are Kwanzaa, Juneteenth Day, Black History Month, and their birthday, but it's a spiritual enrichment for young people as they begin to understand who they are and what they're all about. As they begin to learn about history, learning about themselves is far more important than learning about history in general. It's important of inspiring and giving them a sense of principle and pride about themselves. As we venture into history, they learn how they and their ancestors contributed to making this state what it is. And we certainly have left a tremendous footprint on this state's history.
As we mentioned at the beginning, you're celebrating your 30th anniversary this year.
We are.
Congratulations on that, by the way. How has the Black Historical Society's presence changed over time? And well, let's just go with that. How has your presence changed over time?
Oh, well, what I just mentioned, the idea that history is important, but their gift of life and presence is far more important. I mean, to say history is not important would be wrong, but to say that their lives is more important than any history. And I recognize each one of the people who come are very special. We open our doors to all sorts of groups, individuals, church groups, school groups. This year we have our numbers for state visitors have just simply increased. People read about us from other states and come with the sole purpose of just visiting with us. We help with graduate students doing research on projects, even teachers on projects. We help with exhibits, other people doing exhibits. We serve a lot, and we're busy all the time. We serve a very important role in the state's history and in the state, and we have used those 30 years wisely over the course of years. Akwanza, for example, is when I open the door December the 26th, people flow in with such, and they're running over me. There are so many, we have so many people participating in our Kwanzaa celebration. Mm-hmm. It's a great time for us at the end of the year.
I understand that you also offer genealogy lessons for people looking to discover more about their own family history. Why is that such an important part of your mission?
Like I said earlier, teaching people about who they are. I mean, certainly it's important to talk about history and the state's history, but it really starts with them. I mean, we need to express how important they are. And people walk around with patches in their heads and behavior patterns similar to their mother and father, carrying their mother and father's names and not understanding why. And what we do is explain why. We explain how important they are and teach them tools in which they can use to trace their family history back to as far as they want it to go. So we do that.
You recently had an open house to mark your 30th anniversary, but you're going to be doing some other things to celebrate. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, right now, we're going to do several things because this is 30th anniversary. Right now, we're going to have a listening session to find out what people are interested in terms of history in the course of the next 30 years. We're going to, my daughter's going to take a more leadership role in the growth of the museum because this is millennial time and I'm getting older. And then we're planning a dinner November the 3rd at the Wisconsin Black Historic Society, and we're very excited about that. Bill Taylor, who was the anchor at Channel 4 for 29 years, will be the keynote speaker.
Okay. All right. Claiborne Benson, thank you for joining us and sharing with us. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Claiborne Benson is the founder and director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson.